So Carl Polanyi, who you quote in the book, writes that there are two kinds of freedom, one good and the other bad. Among the latter, he listed the freedom to exploit one's fellows or the freedom to make inordinate gains without commensurable service to the community, the freedom to keep technological innovations from being used for public benefit, or the freedom to profit from public calamities secretly engineered for private advantage. But, Polanyi continued, the market economy under which these freedoms throve also produced freedoms we prize highly, freedoms of conscience, freedom of speech, freedom of meeting, freedom of association, freedom to choose one's own job. While we may cherish these freedoms for their own sake, and surely many of us still do, they were to a large extent byproducts of the same economy that was also responsible for the evil freedoms. And yet, it seems in this late stage of capitalism that those evil freedoms have vanquished the other freedoms.